It's time for Tuesday Terror here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13, suggesting that all children under the age of 13 should listen accompanied with an adult.
Hey there, everybody. It's Dave Ocampo here from Wormwood. Wanted to give you a quick heads up before this episode to let you know that starting tonight, you're going to see a little bit of a shuffle with the Wormwood cast. As our cast and our story have grown in size, it's been a little harder to manage, and so we've had to make some unfortunate changes. Wanted to give you a heads up because tonight you're going to hear one of our actors replaced by another voice that you might find a little bit familiar. So without further ado, here is Wormwood Episode 12, The Wolves of Lionsville, also known as The Missing Month, Part 3.
Previously on Wormwood, Jacob and Rachel have joined awkward forces with Harmony Barrister on a road trip to Wormwood's neighboring town. Little do they know the horrors that await them, or the violence that has already happened alongside the desolate road. Fear and terror will push the limits of our heroes and victims, and tragedy will befall one of the beloved by the hands of monsters. With this final installment of The Missing Month, it's time to introduce The Wolves of Lionsville. Vision of a drowned woman, Dr. Xander Crow has found himself trapped in the mysterious town of Wormwood, a prisoner within the old house atop the hill. Now, as secrets are revealed and horror becomes undeniable, sinister new shadows have begun to creep across this strange town, lost forever at the crossroads of darkness and fate. Welcome to Wormwood. Episode 12, The Missing Month, Part 3, Wolves of Lionsville, written by Jeremiah Allen.
Sorry there's no radio kit. The rent's out in the satellite radio, but for some reason it just doesn't work in Wormwood.
It's all right, Harmony. For once I like the fact that I can just relax and not have to hear background noise.
You haven't relaxed for a while, huh?
Well, it's kind of hard when your parents go nuts and the best sleep you've had in almost 2 months came from inside the guts of a disemboweled cow.
You really are having a hard time letting go of that, aren't you?
Have you ever woken up inside a dead cow?
You got me there. What's the statute of limitations on something like that?
I figure I've got at least 27 more references. I mean, it's a dead cow.
Well, we're leaving all that, right? We're just gonna disappear off the radar. Two blips in the night. And you're never gonna have to worry about any of that ever again.
Ghost blips don't count, apparently.
Rach.
What's wrong, Kit?
Rachel is demanding a blip recount.
Ugh. Three blips. Tell her it's hard to remember something when you can't, you know, see her.
I can hear you just fine.
Did she say something?
Only that she's glad we're leaving.
That's not what I said. Tell her what I said.
After seeing what happened to you, you know, I'm not sure I could have lived another day in that town without thinking someone was gonna kill me or something.
Do you think she says this stuff on purpose, Jake? I mean, really?
I wish I could believe we're leaving it all behind, Harmony, but it's hard to think that the same people who kept a monster trapped in the library basement and were okay with sacrificing human lives can be stopped so easily by something as inconvenient as distance. At this point, I just need a minute to breathe and figure out what the hell they want from me.
You know what they say about self-fulfilling prophecies.
I guess, but why do you want to leave so badly? I've asked you like a million times, and it seems like you've always got something clever to say instead of a real answer. I mean, I appreciate your help.
Really?
But
honestly and truly? Kit, my life is nothing. It's never going to be anything in Wormwood. Because it's straight out of high school and right into garbage. Just because we get bussed over to Lionsville for class doesn't mean we get the luxury of going out and getting jobs somewhere in the real world after we're done. There's something about this place that, like, it lets us go to school because it knows the bus is going to bring us back after the final bell. That town keeps people, Kit. It keeps them, and it doesn't let them go.
Weren't you the one just lecturing me on self-fulfilling prophecies?
I was. And that's exactly what this is. I'm old enough now to where I don't have to stick around and watch my life fall apart. I just didn't want to go it alone, you know? And besides, going with you is... Is Rachel still here?
With a bleeding heart, I'm afraid.
You know she can't hear you, Rach.
I know. I just wish there was some kind of ghost-impaired hearing aid I could get for people so you didn't have to repeat everything I say 600 times after I just said it. No offense, Jake, but you're a bad echo.
So she's here.
Oh, she's in your back seat, happy to be part of our Exodus du jour.
At no time did I ever say I was happy to be leaving Wormwood in Harmony Barrister's SUV in the middle of a crappy night in a crappy rainstorm. You really have to stop putting such a positive spin on everything I say, Jake. Did you ever think that I could... Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Is that Cedric Bloomington's truck?
He was supposed to take Dexter to Lionsville, to our dad's.
Who flips their truck in the middle of the road?
He was supposed to be safe.
Thanks for taking me to my dad, Cedric. My sister says you're the best guardian angel I could have. In the last few weeks with you and Abner have been awesome. But I really miss my family. I miss my mom most. But I know my dad misses me a little bit too. So I'm glad it's sunny outside.
Hey, don't count your chickens before they hatch, Dexter. Them dirty clouds over there look like they're gonna storm something fierce, yes sir.
I'm not worried about no stupid rain. Not so long as you and little Abner are here.
It sure is nice of you to save me. Yeah, yeah. You're just a boy, and you ain't seen all the bad things that come out in the dark. No, siree. Thank goodness for it, too. I remember telling Elsie D the same thing when she was a little girl. She didn't unbelieve me, neither. Plumb brave that little girl was. She'd get into just about anything. What is it, boy? What do you hear?
What is it? Cedric, what's going on?
Anything, Rach? You know how you do that thing where you just know it's happening?
Yeah, I know.
So do you know how Cedric's truck got overturned? Do you know where they are?
No, I'm numb. It's just... There's nothing.
Oh, God. Kit, look. There's something out there.
What? Where?
In the trees. Don't you see? Moving. In the shadows. There!
Rach, can you see?
Some kind of animal.
It's people. It's something walking. Oh my God!
God has nothing to do with this, little girl. Around, the road is closed.
What are you?
What? The fur and claws and generally lupine appearance don't do it for you, fleshy? You know what I am. Hollywood loves me, and it loves what you're going to be, too. The higher the body count, the better the movie.
Oh my God. What happened to Dexter?
Stay close, Dexter. Don't let those things get near you.
Well, you're either alive nor dead, old man. Give us the boy, and we won't have to tip the scales either way.
I've seen your kind afore, and you don't scare me none. No, siree. This here boy is under my protection. And you'll need to get out of here. You won't have him today.
It must be nice to have an imagination, old man. But the fact of the matter is, there are six of us and only one of you. So I'm going to ask you again, nicely this time. Give us the boy peacefully, and we won't turn your insides into your outsides.
Not by the hair on my chinny chin chin. I done told you, yo, that boy is under my protection.
Mother Vanzini, take the boy to the arsenal. We'll finish off this pathetic bloodsucker and be back before nightfall.
What did you do with our friends?
The people in this truck? We tore the old one and his dog into pieces and used them as poker chips. Winner take all! And the boy, let's just say that there are more ways to violate a baby than eating his brains off.
No!
Reach, no!
Tell the wraith that it's only tickling my nose. And to think I was so civil with...
Cedric!
What in the...
Oh my God, what did they do to you?
He killed little Abner. Those bastards killed my dog. They killed my best friend. They took Dexter to the orphanage.
You keep fighting, boy, you'll only die, child.
You're the only one who's gonna die.
Look around, you fleshling. We killed your friend and took turns pulling bones from his ugly dog. There's no one left to save you.
Then I'll kill you myself.
What is the meaning of this?
Kaldrugan! We found the vessel exactly as Fezzik described. Look at him!
Ow.
He's the one we were looking for. But we were looking in the wrong place. He came from Wormwood, not Lionsville. Can you believe?
Fezzik said we would find the child near Lionsville, Vizzini, not necessarily in Lionsville. Now here, bring him to me. I want to see the face of the star child for myself. To know the vessel.
You'll all be sorry.
He's hard to keep quiet, sir.
Then gag him. Yes. You are a soft one. A hard one to get a hold of. After our people felt the beacon, we came thousands of miles to find you. You have no idea how long we've waited for this moment. How many eons have passed in fruitless search for one such as yourself. I couldn't believe it when Fezzik said the keeper of the object would be a child. Though it certainly sounded as though you were older than you are. It matters not, little one, because now that we have you, we'll soon have the power of the object and nothing can stop us.
Dexter.
Rachel!
I can feel you in here with us, ghost kind. I can't see you, but I know you're here. If you have any sense, you'll leave. I know you and your kin are angry that we found the star child first, but we beat you to the beacon! We beat you to the boy, and there's nothing you can do about it. He's ours!
Jacob and Cedric are on their way, Dex. They'll be here as soon as they can.
I warned you to leave, Ghostkind! Now leave!
What did you do to me?
Thousands of years battling your kind, and we have a trick or two up our sleeves, little girl. I just made you visible. I just made you solid without your bones. And now I'm gonna make you really dead.
Orphanage is just over that hill. You think they know we're coming?
All we can do is wish for the best and prepare for the worst. I just hope Rachel found Dexter and is able to keep him calm. That little guy has been through hell because of Lynette and our parents. He's gotta be freaking out if he's still... Cedric, do you think you're up for this?
Storm in the den of a pack of werewolves? Oh, I was ready the day I was...
I can't let you do this, Mr. Bloomington. Not after everything you've done for me and Rachel and Dexter. You just stay in the car, and maybe we'll be able to sneak in and get Dex and sneak out just as fast.
That ain't gonna happen, Jake. No, siree. You saw what those things did to my truck. To little Abner. And I'll be gosh darned if I'm gonna let them do that to you, too. I'm gonna...
You just stay here and rest, Cedric. I'll figure this out, okay? We're so close to getting out of this stupid place. No one else gets hurt. We're too close.
Cedric should go.
No, he shouldn't. The state he's in, those things will rip him apart.
Like they're gonna do with us, Kit? Like that? You said... Okay, he can't go in the state he's in, but look at him. Look at what he is.
Vampire or not, Harmony, he's too weak.
But he doesn't have to be.
I don't understand what you're getting at.
At me, Kit. I'm getting at me. Cedric's lost a lot of blood. That's where vampires get their power, right? And the blood? Look, I'm gonna be super worthless where we're going anyway, so why doesn't he just take what I have and get better?
No, absolutely not. We don't even know if that'll work, and no one else dies.
I'm not talking about euthanasia here, Kit. All he's gotta do is take what he needs and... I can stay here and rest while you guys go rescue Dexter.
That's crazy talk. We can't...
We can. We have to.
Then I'll do it.
You need to get Dexter. Tell me I'm wrong. You know it makes the most sense.
She's right, Jacob. Just a little bit'll do. At most, she'll be out for the rest of the night, but she'll wake up good as new.
Harmony, you don't have to do this.
Of course I do, Kit. I just... don't have the words to explain why. Cedric?
You and the boy smell alike, ghost girl. Let me guess. You're his sister.
What does it matter to you?
To me? Nothing. Just makes me re-examine my order of operations, see? Makes me think that keeping you around would be good business. Clip a toe off here and there, and that little pipsqueak over there will do whatever I tell him to.
Nice pistol you got there, son.
Gift from Deidre. Funny, I didn't know this thing came pre-equipped with silver bullets.
Killed our brother. You pay for that, fleshling.
Not before you pay for murdering my best friend.
Kill them all.
Come on, Dex. Mother, I'm not paying attention. Let's get out of here.
What's wrong with Cedric?
He He's just upset right now, Dex. Now come on.
I sure hope he never gets mad at me. He just ripped that guy's arm off.
Dexter, come on.
Kill me tonight, vampire. But others will come for the Star Child. You're dealing with a power you don't understand. And only he is the key to unlocking it. This isn't over!
I beg to differ. Hey, Jacob, you all right over there?
I'm fine, Mr. Bloomington. Thanks to Deidre's gun, I'm fine. Wait, where are Rachel and Dexter?
We're here, Jake. Dexter's a little beat up, but it's no worse than falling out of a tree.
Damn it! Damn it! Damn it! Damn it! This is never going to end. It's never over. This insanity was with us in Wormwood, it's followed us to Lionsville, and it'll go with us to wherever the hell we're going to go in Oregon. I'm done with this!
Jake?
We're not running anymore. We're done. This stuff is going to follow us wherever we go. It doesn't matter if we're here or 100 miles north. We're going back. We're going to end this thing with Lynette and her book club once and for all.
Crossroads is produced and distributed by Habit Forming Films, LLC, and features the cast of Season 2 characters. Arthur Russell as Dr. Xander Crow, Sonia Perozzi as Sparrow and Rachel Nolan, Scott Olenek as Jacob Kidder, Nicole Rayburn as Harmony Barrister and Nurse Wendy, Rob Grindlinger as Sheriff Tom Bradley, Cedric Bloomington, and Don Marino, Anna Maganini as Lynette Bradley, Peggy Nolan, and Commander McQueen. Chris Blaylock as Dr. Pete Menno. Peter Dirksen as Jimmy Details and Jonesy. Dave Johnston as Wayne Drexel, Jonathan Kidder, and Dale Lighthouse. Ben Boodman as Chip Drexel, Mr. Carrefour, and Bishop Grail. Robert W. Allen as Special Agent Wojtek. Joy Vanides as Sister George. Zachary Folks as Brent Saunders. Andrew Ramirez as Dexter Nolan. Coralie Nickars as Deidre Frost and Emily Saunders. Joe J. Thomas as Hank Mason, Bob Guildenstern, and your announcer. Additional voices provided by the talented cast. Original music compositions by Todd Hodges. The Wormwood writing staff includes David Acampo, Jeremy Rogers, Jeremiah Allen, Rob Alsbaugh, Tiffany K. Whitney, and Rick Beta Jr. Wormwood created by David Acampo and Jeremy Rogers. Copyright 2008 Habit Forming Films, LLC. Wormwood is a serialized podcast drama and cannot be distributed in part or whole outside of the podcast format without written consent from the creators. For more information on the cast, creators, and individual episode credits, please visit www.wormwoodshow.com. Thank you for listening, and welcome to town.
My queen, Lionsville was a disaster, but at least now we know we're looking for the object in the right place.
Send more. One pack wasn't enough. Send 10 or 20. Get me the relic at any cost.
Oh! You're listening to Tuesday Terrors on the Mutual Audio Network. Tomorrow is our weekly anthology for science fiction and fantasy with Wednesday Wonders. Subscribe to the full Mutual Audio Network feed for every day of amazing audio, or find the Wednesday Wonders feed in your favorite podcast players.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.